The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, Russell and Bear punching the time clock, Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Jake the Snake in for Trey today. I feel bad.
Why?
Because I was kind of rude to Trey just now.
Trey. No, man, when you're at that point, because I know what he's talking about, because I'm that guy at my other job. Like, I don't like taking, you know me.
I was very rude to him.
I mean, I checked myself out AMA from the hospital to make a show.
I got here late to the studio, and you guys are all here, ready to go. And as we're going in, like, Trey's looking kind of rough. And, well, I was giving him grief for something that happened out there, and he goes, "Leave me alone, bro, I'm sick as a dog." And I'm like, what?
Wait a minute.
Like, you got, and he's like, what? I was like, what's wrong? He's like, I got a chest congestion. And I'm like, well, dude, go home. Like, I was kind of like blunt. I don't have the best bedside manner in the world. And I was like,
not at all.
I don't think I said get the hell out of here. I might have said get the hell out of here. I don't know.
You can be in, unless you like really, you know, I don't know. I find you amusing. Some people think you're abrasive and standoffish.
Like he was hurt.
You think? No, he shouldn't
be. I don't know. He's just feeling bad. And I was like, you know, if you get sick, then I'm going to get sick because we're standing like we're going to be talking in a small enclosed area to each other for three. So I'm just going to get whatever you have.
Yeah, everybody in the room will.
And I could give it to you. You're a little bit further away, but I would give it to John during voluntary reaction because we're going to be in here. It's a never ending cycle.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle.
Take care of yourself. Eat some chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. Take a day.
Drink some juice.
Watch some movies.
You know, you took half the week off.
Get in the bathtub.
Should be all right.
You know. So anyway, Trey, if you're listening on your way home, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's very rude. I should have been like, man, like, why don't you go on and just go ahead and take it to the house today, buddy? We'll pull through. That's not my fault. Get the hell out of here, Trey. What are you doing?
That's not what you said.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I wish I had a recording of it.
What did I say?
what did he say, Jay? Know. It was Trey Wallace, if you get me sick.
I said, don't lie to me, Trey Wallace.
Yeah, don't you lie to me.
Don't you lie to me. Yeah, I could see.
He's a trooper, though. Yeah. He didn't want to take a – because he misses a lot of time covering practice and stuff, so he doesn't want to be the guy who's not tough or whatever. He tried to – it's Derek Dooley noted, Trey. You tried to gut it out. You weren't just mailing it in, and came off the top rope on you. I'm sorry. Anyway,
you treated him a lot more gently than you would have treated me. I wouldn't have come in though. Like if I'm sick, I'm staying home.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
good to be back with you. Beautiful day outside. Fall is in the air.
It's been a week since you've been here. Hadn't it?
It's been a minute since I've been in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Good to be back.
I expect the next door home group phone lines to be popping today. And
that's another thing. Like yesterday, we're at Smoky Mountain Brewery. And
fantastic time.
Well, but what I find myself doing is like when it gets – like we go in there at 3 o'clock and there's not hardly anybody there because it's 3 o'clock and like nobody's at a restaurant at 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah, and that's that last hour before it kind of – the early birds start
People start trickling in, and then by the 5 o'clock hour, the place is packed.
There's a damn party going on.
Yeah, and there's like people – and so like I find myself having to yell to be heard over the racket, and I'm doing that for an hour. And it's just nonstop because people come up and talk to you during the break, and it's loud, so you have to talk loud when you're talking to them off the air too. And like your throat gets sore. Like after, like it's like you give your throat a workout afterwards.
Really?
And so I do, but you don't talk as much as I do. And so, but afterwards.
Well, I did on Monday and Tuesday, my friend.
Yeah, but you were in studio, so you're not having to yell over. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, it's
had a lot of fun.
Occupational hazard, I suppose. Oh, it's great.
Great.
At Smoky Mountain Brewery. Stayed afterwards, hung out with the Godfather and the Lenore City Bulldog.
Air pair.
Solved the world's problems.
Yeah.
And I'll say this for Trey, too. He turned me on to my new favorite dish at Smoky Mountain Brewery.
The one I stole off your plate while you weren't looking.
I offered it to, like, everybody at the table.
Oh.
How can you steal something that's offered to you?
So, you don't normally give me things, so I just like to take them sometimes.
Fake news. The what do you call it? Was it the Thunder Road shrimp? It's an appetizer, but it comes with French fries.
That stuff is good on a lot of things.
But the fried shrimp, oh my God. What a revelation. I ate like five of Trey's shrimp, and then I ended up ordering my own afterwards. That was my dinner.
You know, you've got a problem, man.
Oh, I got lots of problems.
You eat other people's food. Your children, Trey. It's like this dominant thing you try and do to people. You try and, you know, mark your territory.
I take your food?
Yeah.
We'll take food from you?
Yeah.
That's not true. Well, first of all, like, who doesn't?
You tried to take something off my plate at Record Ridge.
I did?
Yeah. You're getting ready to get your hand slapped.
I mean, you know, I'll always ask. Trey offered me his food. I offered you guys my food. I don't take without asking.
You take me for some kind of thief? You stare at it, and then you ask. But anyhow, go on with your segment.
I feel like you're unfairly maligning me right off the top of the show.
I wasn't mean to Trey.
Yeah, the Thunder Road shrimp at Smoky Mountain Brewery. Whew. I had no idea. That's a meal right there. And I just came back from Charleston, where I ate a lot of seafood down there. And the shrimp I had there is better than the shrimp and grits I had at Arby's on Shem Creek Sunday night.
You went to Arby's?
Not Arby's, Arby's.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm not a dullard.
So, it's a fantastic time out there. Thanks to everybody who came out to see us. We got a lot of football to discuss, boys. Aaron Torres is going to be on the show today. By the way, get your Crown Pick of the Week in. Crown Pick of the Week brought to you by Crown Cleaners. Win fabulous prizes courtesy of Crown Cleaners in Qdoba of Knoxville. Give us your score prediction for the Vols of Mississippi State on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDriveWithRussellSmith. Log on. Give us a like if you haven't done it already. Score prediction thread, top of the page. Just give us your score prediction for the Vols and Mississippi State, and the closest prediction will win gift cards from Crown Cleaners and Qdoba of Knoxville. I just got back. The reason I was running a little bit late today, recorded a new podcast that I think I'm going to wait and put it out next week or maybe even the week after. But I had a great talk.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. You're going to tease it like this?
Yeah.
And make people wait that long?
Yeah.
This one's going to be a popular one.
It's going to be very popular.
Go ahead.
I just got finished talking for an hour with the great, and I do mean great, Bert Bertelkamp, ladies and gentlemen. And Bert was in rare form. It was a great podcast. I had nothing to do with it. I just try and stay out of the way of these things, let folks tell their story. And he's got a great story. And we talked a lot about basketball and the state of UT basketball and Rick Barnes and the expectations coming into this year and all that stuff. And then after we're through, I hope he doesn't mind me talking about this, but we started talking about football and Mississippi State. And he's like, it's a pretty big one this weekend. I said, yeah, it is. I think this might be the biggest one for Pruitt so far. Because, I mean, he's coming to the crossroads. Like Bone Thugs and Harmony, Robert Johnson, or Eric Clapton and Cream. He's at the crossroads. And down one path, it's the path to redemption, the path to six wins and a bowl game. It's not completely absurd, but you got to win this one. You got to win Saturday. Not undoable. Down the other road, well, the road less traveled. Well, unfortunately, the road more traveled right here in Knoxville. We've been down that road before. We know what lies at the end of the other road if you lose this game this weekend. Most likely.
Another step down the path of really, we start off, you know, we always joke about it, but I think it's another step down the path. This is getting ready to become a basketball school for real. People are going to stop caring.
No, they'll never stop caring. They'll never stop caring. They might stop going. They might stop investing as much emotionally, but they'll never stop caring completely, Bear. Never. And I've said it before, man. Hell, I don't care if I have to fire this guy and the guy after him, the guy after him, the guy after him. I'll keep doing it, man. I ain't going anywhere. I'll be here until we get it right. And we will get it right, man. It might take another four or five coaches. Hopefully not. Hopefully the next one. Hopefully this one works out. Hopefully Jeremy Pruitt figures out what he's got to figure out and gets this thing turned around starting Saturday against Mississippi State. But if he doesn't, we'll run his rear end straight out of town on a rail, send him back to Bama. We'll go get another one. And if that guy doesn't work out, we'll do the same thing. We'll go get another one. We're going to get it fixed. At this point, what the heck, man? We've been through three of these guys. What's another one? So that's my philosophy. But, yes, huge game Saturday. Huge game Saturday. I know several voluntary reactions I've already given up on Coach Pruitt. I haven't completely given up. I'm holding out hope. Small piece of hope, granted. He is shaking all of our faith, I think, in his ability to get this done. There is no question about that. Even the sheepiest of the sheep will – nobody is, like, pounding the table, Jeremy Pruitt's going to get it done. Like, nobody has that, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
No. People will say that, and he'll say that. But even the people who say that, in the back of their mind, they know.
Have you ever looked at the Vol for Life group on Facebook?
I actually haven't, and I'm a member there because I've posted stuff, like links to podcasts and stuff on there, but I've never, like, scrolled through it. I've heard the morning show segment. It's, I don't know, I guess I just kind of
choose to believe those people are all making that up. They're not.
Nah, they got to know. They're just in denial, Bear.
I got a family member that believes that. When Georgia was just absolutely pounding Tennessee.
Boy, how surreal was that yesterday out there, speaking of that 5 o'clock hour. The reason it was so dang loud in there, Smoky Mountain Brewery, is because we were witnessing maybe, I mean, like the most, I don't want to say unexpected because it's the Braves and they've choked so many times before, but
that's what they do,
not
man.
Like that. Like, nobody saw that coming.
I mean, our boy Freckles needs a Zoloft drip stat.
You haven't said two words to me.
He's totally depressed.
Has he spoken to me today at all? Have you spoken at all since I've been here?
I said, don't lie to me, Trey Wallace, earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You.
But, yeah, it was very disappointing, but I saw it coming. I didn't get my hopes up.
Well, you thought they were going to lose, but you didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't see that coming, but I wasn't going to get my hopes up, put all my eggs in a basket. I mean,
they just came out and emasculated you all.
We all saw a potential meltdown, like a team falling apart, but we didn't expect that they would.
It happens
just
in postseason baseball.
Spontaneously combust.
I love it.
Not attempt to put the fire out, just let it burn, and then once it finally did burn out, come out there with a, you know, big old tub of salt and just salt the earth underneath it. I mean, that was
well, they come out with a big old bottle of gasoline because the reliever they brought in walked the pitcher with the bases loaded.
You can't make that up.
So that was great.
They had the whole over the tomahawks.
We're sitting there talking to Neil Price, the Mississippi State play-by-play guy, while that's going on. I mean, they probably scored 7 or 8 runs.
And we're looking at it what, like?
And I'm sitting there trying to act like I'm paying attention to Neil Price. I'm kind of paying attention to Neil Price, but I'm watching. I mean, the game's on a big screen right in front of us, and I'm just sitting like, oh, my God.
Like, we watched that in like 8K.
Am I about to wake up here? This is bizarre. There was a dude in a Braves jersey. He got there right at 5 as the game was starting, went right up to the bar, ordered a drink. He's watching it. He left. He stormed out before the half inning was even over. He left at like 9-0. He said, I can't take it anymore. And he just walked out. I don't even know if he paid.
Well, it was like, what was it, like 1-0, then they get the first out, and you're like, okay, let's mitigate this disaster.
Yeah, you're like,
boom. like eight more runs before we get another out.
Were you watching it in here?
Yeah, me and Tanner Carson were watching it.
Even at like 4-0 disaster. Even at like 4-0, you're like, okay, like just get out of this inning, man. Just get out of this inning. Like get into the dugout, regroup, take a deep breath. Like it's gonna be okay. We got 9 innings, man. Just get in 4-0, even 5-0. Like we can handle this. Just get in there. We're gonna make a pitching change.
It was fantastic.
We're gonna hold it together. We're gonna do something. It's a long game. It's a long game. They just keep scoring. It's
the
like
barves.
It's like the old Mickey Mouse cartoon where they're just like running around the base path just in a constant cycle. It was like that, man. It devolved into
the gaslight gorillas.
Looney Tunes. And I've never seen anything like it, man. It was insane.
It's just tough being a Vols, Titans, Preds,
Braves. Life is one long sad trombone.
I mean, it comes full circle. Vols do it. Predators get screwed out of a goal in the Stanley Cup final the one time they get the shot. The Titans are stuck in a never-ending cycle of 7-9 and 8-8. Not enough to fire a coach, but not enough to go anywhere. And then the Braves go out and dominate every regular season here with this young core that gives everyone so much hope and give up an MLB record for most runs in an elimination game. It just never ends.
It's a good point. Fallstorm just brought up. Bear said he stole food from me, but then he berates me for asking for food.
Yeah.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Take a quick break. Open up the phone lines, 865-546-8200. We'll get your Rocky Top Report brought to you by the Craigner Group coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com. All right, the Rocky Top Report is brought to you by the Craigner Group. Real estate the right way. Visit bonuzhouses.com for any of your East Tennessee real estate questions. Jeremy Pruitt making it official yesterday. Brian Maurer will be the starting quarterback for the Volunteers.
Yeah.
Fired up about it, man. I saw a video.
I am too.
Somebody linked to a video last night of every pass Maurer has thrown this year. Got me hyped, man.
He's got an arm on him.
Well, yeah, and you can see the improvement from Chattanooga, where it's just like you're playing Chattanooga, it's whatever.
Yeah.
To Florida, where he flashed, man. You go back and look, like he flashed, like we saw it, man. We saw the arm strength and everything.
He obviously had the interception.
He wasn't ready, but he flashed a little bit down there. And then, of course, Georgia, he flashes there. Now we actually have a winnable game. Now we actually have a winnable game, and he gets to start from the beginning, and the crowd will be behind him. And
he's got a chance.
I expect to win Saturday. I do. I expect to win. I don't care about the line. I expect Tennessee to win this game.
I mean, if you think about it, which I haven't a whole lot until just now, I mean, he's got a chance to Saturday define, you know, to get his career here. Off to a great start.
Yeah.
What if he just starts ripping it like we used to have quarterbacks?
I expect him to go out there and rip it, man. He's the man now. This is his football team.
I mean, I would be perfectly happy to be mad as hell about why they didn't start him until now.
I went back and watched like a condensed version today because I'm really watching play at all of Mississippi State's game against Kentucky.
They whooped them.
No, they didn't. It was a close game. It was like 21-10. In the fourth quarter, and Kentucky had a long drive. They missed a chip shot field goal that would have made it a one-score game. Kentucky had a really bad turnover in the first quarter. They threw a pick six. That quarterback is awful. And he missed a touchdown on that chip shot field goal drive. They had the tight end running that post, that play that everybody runs out of the shotgun where it's quick fake handoff, just drill it to the quarterback, tight end running the seam. And they had that play wide open for a touchdown, and I crap you not. That quarterback, Sawyer Smith, I think, threw it between the uprights.
Was this before or after the Florida game?
After, for Kentucky.
He hurt his, I think it's his throwing.
Oh, yeah, he was banged up. They were talking about that. But still, man, like he put it through the uprights.
He was, I mean, but
even Garantano's over there going, dude, like you're not even in the right zip code.
He was a completely different quarterback after the play where he ran down the Florida DB and tackled him and rolled over on his head.
I didn't see anything from Mississippi State that
my big fear is that they're just going to be typical Mississippi State. They always seem to be able to line up and run it, you know, off guard.
Yeah,
they got
a good running back. They got a good running back. Their quarterbacks are very pedestrian. Offensive line is meh. Defense is pretty stout. Like it's going to be difficult, but not as good as Florida or Georgia. So, I haven't
been able to talk myself into thinking we're going to win this week.
The other big note that came out of yesterday is Brandon Johnson redshirting.
It's great for him.
I think that's really smart for Pruitt. I think we
smart for Pruitt and smart for Johnson.
Yeah, we give those guys a hard time, you know, the coaches and everything. But that's really smart, man, because we had heard like people forget. Brandon Johnson led the team in receiving in 2017.
Yeah.
It was such a disastrous year. He was our best receiver that year.
This is Ocho Cinco's nephew, right?
I don't know if he's related to Ocho Cinco. He's related to Charles Johnson, the former catcher for the Marlins.
Really?
Yeah. I think that might be his dad. Anyway, he's a talented receiver, and he was making noise this camp. People were like, oh, he's going to factor into the slot. Well, Juwan Jennings has just taken over that role, and you can't take him off the field. So why burn a year with Brandon Johnson when you lose all these receivers that we're going to lose this year? You bring him back. Now. And remember the conversation we had over the summer. The other conversation was, man, Josh Palmer showed himself as a deep threat, super athlete last year. If he has a great year this year, he might go pro early. Well, obviously, that's not going to happen. Unless he just goes crazy here the last half of the season, which I don't think anybody's predicting.
We should be pretty solid at receiver next year.
Yeah, you got Palmer on the outside.
You got Ramel Keaton.
Johnson
be a
in the slot. Keaton, Means, Tillman all coming up. And hopefully you sign another player or two. Oh, and D'Angelo Gibbs.
He'll be eligible.
He might be the best athlete on the team. And he's redshirting this year. And we'll see if Pruitt moves him to secondary like he does everybody.
You think if we'd gotten him eligible, he's worth a win or two?
No, because Garantano would have been starting, and we can't get him the ball. But I think that's super smart, and I would look for Brandon Johnson to have a huge season next year because he's going to have better quarterback play, he's going to have better offensive line play, and it'll be year two of Chaney and all that stuff. So it should be a good situation. So I thought that was a super smart move, but obviously that's projecting down the road, and for right now it's all about this game with Mississippi State. That is the Rocky Top Report. It is brought to you by the Kregner Group. Real estate the right way. Bo Kregner and the crew. I'm going to be visiting with them, their offices, tomorrow morning, recording some new commercials with them. Looking forward to that. He's got a great team around him. Bo has built up the Kregner Group over the course of many years doing real estate here in East Tennessee, and certainly, there's, realtor, one of the most popular professions in East Tennessee. There's a lot of them around. And the thing that Bo's been able to do to separate himself is really with just his knowledge of the market and the marketing plans that he's able to come up with. And you can learn more about this for free at BoKnowsHouses.com if you want to look at their step-by-step marketing guide. They get your home sold quickly. And there are a lot of homes out there, man. They languish on the market for months at a time. Very stressful situation trying to sell your home. Bo knows how to get it done. Bo knows how to sell houses. BoKnowsHouses.com. Go check them out today. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Real estate the right way.
Something I wanted to bring up. I talked about it a little bit on the morning show today. We were speaking about red shirts. these Mississippi State players that are suspended, if you can call it that, selectively suspended for 8 games of the season. You know, now the redshirt rule says you can play in 4 games and still redshirt, and Mississippi State has something like 10 players that are suspended for 8 games. Do you think that they would be able to redshirt, or would the suspension nix that?
Because it depends on whether or not, number one, if they have a redshirt year available.
I have no
idea.
And
then the second thing is, I have not a clue. The first thing would be, do they have a redshirt year?
Yeah.
Well, some of them were starters coming into the season, and the ones that aren't are just second stringers. So it would be big for them to be able to redshirt them. I just don't know how possible that would be. But I just find it so interesting how they're selectively suspending these guys.
You can't blame Mississippi State.
The 8 games that they're guaranteed to not win or win easily.
So. Well, what they did was they suspended them for – they're suspending them, all of them, for Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Texas A&M, I think. And then they're kind of mixing and matching the rest of the way.
They're keeping the suspensions in – I mean, it's very shrewd of them. They're basically forfeiting games.
Yeah.
They kept all these guys out for the Auburn game. They got drilled. They probably thought, we're going to get drilled anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly what they thought. Yeah.
And it's interesting because they don't think much of us. They don't think much of Tennessee because they're going to play. They don't think much of Kentucky. They played them against Kentucky and they won. And the game was close. If they didn't play against Kentucky, Willie Gay, the linebacker, he's the guy who had the pick six. He's an excellent player. If he's not playing that game, they don't get that pick six. They might not beat Kentucky.
Definitely
so
interesting situation.
They're using it to win games, and obviously they think they can come in here and beat Tennessee, and they felt that way before the season, I would imagine. They felt that way before this. That's just where our program is at, and they're going to play those guys, and Tennessee's going to have don't hate the player, man. You hate the game. It's not Mississippi State's fault. We would be doing the exact same thing. That's interesting to think about. If we had a handful of starters, they were suspended for 8 games.
It's so weird. You never see that they get to choose the 8 games.
Yeah.
It's just nothing.
Well, Urban
like
Meyer
I've ever
used
seen.
To do that. Urban Meyer used to do that when he was at Florida. He would suspend. He's like, we are going to make an example of this young man. We're going to suspend him for 2 games. And you're thinking, oh, man, well, he's going to miss the Tennessee game because it's like the second game of the year. And then it would be like, well, we're going to suspend him for the Northern Colorado game, let him play against Tennessee, and then we're going to sit him the next week against Air Force.
Kentucky, they don't need the guys to beat Kentucky.
Yeah, he would do that all the time. Like if we had a couple of our key guys, they could only play 4 games. Which games would you play them?
The ones that I wanted to win to get to a bowl game.
Mississippi State, South Carolina, BYU,
Kentucky, BYU,
Vanderbilt,
Kentucky,
Missouri.
You just assume you can beat Vanderbilt without them, even though.
Well, if you'd asked me before the season, yes.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. Your phone call is coming up. Stay with us.
Under your fanny packs, ladies. This is The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Let's go to the Next Door Home Group Hotline, J-Train. Up first today. Good afternoon, J-Train.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. What's up?
Hanging out in the backyard, enjoying this weather. I think that if we could get Jordan going on the sweep like they did the other evening, I mean, he was fresh, I know. Get a little bit of running game going. Our receivers are amazing. Look how they played against Georgia. Maurer's getting in the groove. I think that we could put some points up. I'm calling it 27-13, Tennessee.
Well, we do have to be able to run the ball, too. And
that's like I said, you ain't get Jordan going around the sweeps. Just keep drives going. Keep drives alive.
I don't think Jordan's the one. Are you talking about Tim Jordan?
Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt said this week that Tim Jordan's had a great week of practice.
Oh,
I'm sure he has.
Notice the other night when they put him in there against Georgia, yards after first contact, he was making yards.
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid,
he
but he's slow.
He looked good in garbage time against Georgia. I still think if
Georgia.
Tennessee's going to be at its best,
Chandler
running backs have to
be
Chandler
Gray.
The number two players at Georgia are better than most of the guys that play in this league. started.
That's true. And
if you're counting on Tim Jordan to go on, I'm just saying on a sweep, man, he's the slowest running back we've got. That's why he has so many yards after first contact.
Like I said, you don't have to break a 60-yard. You got to keep a lot. You got to keep a drive going.
I like Tim Jordan.
They got to appreciate the run. That's when you start picking them off for a great, big, huge, strong receiver.
I like Tim Jordan just fine. He did have a key block on that second touchdown pass. He's probably our best blocking running back, and that's an area where Gray in particular really struggles. But
I like Chandler out of the backfield catching the ball. He's awesome doing that.
Sure. But we got to have some run game. I mean, you're right, J-Train. You can't just put it all on Maurer. You got to have some balance. And Chaney, we've seen Chaney a little quick to abandon the run at times. He likes to throw it. And that's the way he was when he was here the first time, and that's the way he looks now to me.
BYU was really the only game where we had a solid run game that I feel
all the way through. Yeah. Got to commit to it. Thanks, J-Train.
I'm calling it, man. I'm calling it 27-13.
We got your score. Let's get Will in here next. Will, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio.
What's up, guys? I just think that Mississippi State is not that great. I don't think we're going to have that much trouble running the ball on them in general, so I think that'll free it up. But I want to see Josh Palmer get the ball.
That's agree.
That's the big thing. I'm fine with Marquez and Juwan Jennings, but Josh Palmer has barely touched it, and he's pretty, pretty good, and I want to see him actually get some drags or some slants getting going and get some short passing going.
Well, the one thing I liked a lot of things about Maurer the other night, but it's like we focused on getting the ball to Callaway and Jennings. We got it to our playmakers, and listen, there'd be some hard decisions. And like I wish we could use Palmer more as well, but we got to get the ball to Callaway, man. That guy's going to play in the NFL, and we've been wasting him for the first four games this season. We got to get him the ball.
That's true.
He's a potential. I mean, how high? What do you think his ceiling's at? The Pro Bowl?
I mean, I don't know, but he's going to run a 4.45 type 40-yard dash, and he can jump out of the building. He's got good hands and all that stuff. Like, he's going to get drafted.
Please don't be the Patriots.
I just think if we get the short passing game going, though, with Palmer, we could probably free up a little bit more of the deep ball with Callaway and Juwan Jennings. But just taking shots and shots and not having a run game, they're just going to sit back and pick us off.
I agree.
But I also think we now have a quarterback who can sling it out there. And that's going to – I mean, just going off the Georgia film, you can't play Maurer the same way that everybody in the SEC has been playing Garantano for 3 years now, which is just cramming up everybody up in the box.
Chaney had 2 weeks to get a game plan together for Maurer against Georgia, and he was able to produce a half's worth of competitive plays. And then Georgia figured it out, and I don't know enough about football to say what adjustments they made, but clearly they did something in the second half. They're like, oh, they're doing this, we're going to do this, and it was lights out, game over. We've only got 1 week to prepare for Mississippi State. How much can Chaney come up with to make
it? Shoop.
Because Shoop is a good defense down there, and you know that they're going to adjust, and like I don't think we're going to go out there and score 30 plus points against them. I mean, if we win, it's going to be close. It's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for giving the Admirals some love with Eli Purcell winning Football Player of the Week.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well done. Thanks, Will. Appreciate the phone call, and congratulations to Eli Purcell, your North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week.
He had a pretty stout game.
I believe he's our first all defensive around player of the week this year.
There were some outstanding.
A blocked punt.
Blocked punt, interception, lots of tackles, couple tackles for loss. Been a great year for Farragut, but he had a big game this past week.
One thing that Will brought up was he'd like to see Palmer touch the ball some more, and I believe it was Palmer last year. There was a great call in the Kentucky game with a long in-around sweep that went for 70 yards.
It was actually
like that.
That was the kid who just transferred.
Was that Murphy?
Murphy? Yeah. He had a big game. He caught a bomb in that game, and then he had the end around touchdown. But Palmer had the big catch against Georgia
Auburn.
For a
he
touchdown.
Had an Auburn.
He had a couple of big catches against Auburn. I want to say he caught a couple of other bombs. Like, he was probably our most consistent deep threat last year.
You love Palmer.
Yeah. I think he's going to be a player, man.
Yeah.
And it makes me excited now that we have a quarterback that can get him the ball. Because coming into the season, I would have argued that this Tennessee wide receiving core, just purely from a talent standpoint,
yeah,
was second in the SEC behind Alabama.
Well, you heard Kirby say something like – Kirby after the game, he said that's the most physical wide receiver group we've seen yet this
year. Oh, yeah.
Year.
Juwan Jennings will go up and grab it. You know Callaway will. We've got some quick receivers. Dom Wood Anderson is great running the underneath routes, and he's real big.
Well, and if I'm Palmer and Brandon Johnson, we talked about earlier, like, I'm sitting there, like, man, next year after Callaway and Jennings leave, when these young offensive linemen, Wanye and Darnell, when they figure out their game, and, you know, we'll have Maurer back unless he gets beaten out by Bailey, which would – be even better, right? Because that means Bailey's playing really well. Like,
good.
We're going to have an excellent chance to basically be a great 1-2 punch next year. That's what I'm thinking if I'm those guys.
Absolutely. 100%.
Have a chance to have a great performance.
Well, and you've seen what the receivers can do on their own. They basically won us the game against Auburn because mm-hmm. every ball was underthrown and they would just go up and get it. Or if it was on the money and they were covered, they would just go up and get it right there on the sideline, back of the end zone, wherever it was, they were able to come down with it.
Well, and you talk about up, you talk about down. You to go up and get it, you have to be up, right? And when we're talking about being up, up is good. Folks, if you're having trouble staying up, if you are battling the curse, the scourge of erectile dysfunction, yeah, ED, if that condition is getting progressively worse, if you are struggling with that, then you need to call on our friends at WaveTech Medical right here in Knoxville and ask about the acoustical wave therapy craze that is, I don't want to say taking the nation, it's taking the world. It's actually originated over in Europe. It has made its way to the States. This is a revolutionary new technology to treat ED that doesn't use pills, that doesn't use injections, that is completely pain-free, and that improves blood flow to the affected area to get you up and keep you up so that you can perform like we're hoping the Vols perform this weekend. WaveTech Medical, acoustical wave treatment, 100% non-invasive, no pills, no injections, pain-free, not a Band-Aid. WaveTech fixes the underlying issues that cause ED. There is not another clinic in the area that offers this clinically proven and FDA-cleared acoustical wave therapy. If ED is causing you relationship problems, then call this number and talk to WaveTech Medical right here in town, 865-761-4401. Let them know you heard it here on Fan Run Radio. That's 761-4401, or go to wavetechmedical.com to set up your free consultation. That's right. Doesn't cost a dime to talk to WaveTech and learn more about acoustical wave therapy. Catch the wave. Experience a renewed lifestyle. That's WaveTech Medical, online at wavetechmedical.com, or just call 865-761-4401. Quick timeout. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way. Stay with us.
Knoxville's home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Back to the Next Door Home Group hotline. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
Oh, sorry,
Phil.
How you bearing, Jake Dunn?
Hey, man, we're doing all right. How about you?
Hanging in there. Let's pretend. Here we go again. Can we learn a lesson yet?
What are you talking about,
what are
Phil?
We pretending today?
The last two callers think we're going to beat Mississippi State.
I mean, it was J-Train and Will.
I don't know that I think we're going to beat Mississippi State. I think we should beat Mississippi State.
Really?
Do you think we should?
I just don't think we can score enough points to beat them. I think it'd be a close game, but I just don't. They've been to a bowl game, and we're a pile of garbage. I mean, I just don't see it.
Hmm.
I think Shoop will shut our offense down.
No hope, Phil.
He won't be the coach he was over here when Brick by Brick was telling him what to do.
So frustrating. So frustrating to see. And you knew it was coming, too, man. Like, even when Bob Shoop was failing here, we all knew it wasn't his fault. We knew that he was good before he got here, and we knew that he would recover. We knew that somebody would hire him, and that he would be a great coordinator as soon as he got out here. We knew it was Butch's fault.
Be kind.
I just hoped it was going to be like in the Pac-12 or back in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see him for a while.
Well, guys, we'll have to outscore him. I think it's going to be probably in the 20s and maybe in the lower 30s this game. Or it could, maybe it's a defense struggle. I don't know. But then the team's got a good defense.
I thought Mississippi State, now, they lost a bunch of guys off last year's defense. They had a great defense last year. And I don't know where they're ranking right now. I'll look some of those numbers up here during the top of the hour break. But I mean, they're probably ahead of us defensively.
Yeah, well, is our defense going to get any better?
I think it will. I think it's going to even out the second half of the season because it's not
like. I'm interested to see how Quiverius Crouch looks at middle. I think that's his natural.
Well, hopefully he doesn't have to play much this weekend. But
I kind of disagree with you guys about Brandon Johnson. I mean, they need another receiver that can, you know, you can't play three receivers all the time.
You think they ought to play him this year?
Go and get. They got to do everything they can to get to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Is he good enough to be a starter next year?
Brandon Johnson?
I would think so.
Yeah, he led the team in receiving in 17. I know it's not saying much.
2 years ago. I thought Fruitt was a great recruiter. Let's get some receivers and Team Art, and let's get some receivers in here that they can do come in and start from day one.
Well, I think we were going to. I think we were going to land some big-time receivers until they went out and laid an egg in the first two ball games. I think T had us in on some studs. But, I mean, if you're that Rakim Jarrett kid and you're trying to decide between us and LSU, I don't care how great a recruiter T. Martin is. Where would you go, Phil?
I know what I would do if I was Tennessee, though. I would fire Pruitt and make T. Martin the interim coach. That way you just get all kinds of recruits.
Are you?
That's the only hope we got.
And just make him our Ogeron?
Yeah. And hope it works out. I mean, T. Martin ain't dumb. He'll probably improve the staff by getting a real coordinator over there. We don't have a defense coordinator. Jeremy Pruitt is one, but evidently it's not working too well.
He's making some really sick kind of sense right here, Russ.
I just wonder if it gets to that point. And I'm not prepared to go as far down this road as you have. Oh, what the hell? I guess we can go hypothetically.
It's tomorrow.
Listen, if we lose Saturday, Bama's going to smash us. If Muschamp beats you again, if UAB comes in here and wins, which at that point would be not entirely unlikely. Yeah, if you're looking at one, you can't bring. I don't care what it costs. You can't bring him back here if you go 1-11, 2-10. You just can't because it's going to. At that point, if you're doing the interim thing and you're just going on the cheap and letting T be an interim coach and see what happens.
Well, I'm not.
I like Ansley.
Bringing Holly Jolly in here, it's the same thing.
If that happens, I think your best bet is to just keep Ansley. You know Chaney will stay. What kind of coordinator is going to come and sign on for that?
Dale Jones.
He's never been a coordinator, Phil.
He's not?
Has he?
No, I don't think so. Just linebackers coach. I will tell you both this right now. I would rather lose with T. Martin than this Bama bum.
Well, I think everybody guys, would, you know, yeah. Tennessee fans probably – I saw the Gay Street Bridge closed down about 3 hours the other day. Collector and the boys doing a video on the Gay Street Bridge.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's usually the place people jump off of after a Tennessee loss. See
you. Hour number two coming up.